for Patricia Gourup Iverson. Want to come on up? You know, I have to say, Patty, first off, that, you know, you and your staff, I think, do a tremendous job. Actually, I guess that's past tense, right? Because you retired.
Yes.
You know, you're the unsung heroes to us. A lot of time you put together all our agendas, you handle much of our logistics, and oftentimes it's not something that we talk about in here, but certainly, you know, all of your staff do a very good job.
Thank you.
All right. I'm lucky to get to read this. Please bear with me. All right, this is Resolution R1-2018-0053, expressing appreciation to Patricia Patty Gourup Iverson. Whereas the members of the California Regional Water Quality Control Board North Coast Region wish to thank Patty Gourup Iverson for her 37 years of dedicated service to the people and water resources of the state of California as staff of the North Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board. And whereas words to describe Patty include thoughtful, caring, neat, organized, kind, even-tempered, honest, diligent, loyal, competent, dependable, reliable, approachable, happy, trusted confidant, family-oriented, and by far the best-dressed person in our office. And whereas Patty started working at the Regional Water Board in 1981 as a young age, she was hired as an office assistant at a time when the office used typewriters to type letters, orders, and others' documents. Sometimes those documents were typed on oilskin with carbon paper, which Patty transcribed from handwritten documents and notes. This was at a time when copy and paste meant to actually cut a portion of a document with scissors and paste it with glue or paste to another document. And whereas after a few years, Patty was promoted to an office tech and was the lead clerical staff that trained new clerical staff, kept track of all clerical tasks, including processing of all agenda items. Around that time, computers were introduced to the office, and Patty learned to work with a word processing program called Multimate. She helped produce a master template document for WDRs that locked down standard language and only allowed for certain types of additions and editing. And whereas in the mid-1990s, Patty was promoted to a staff services analysis and moved away from the front office. Her tasks included procurement of office supplies, laboratory and field equipment, processing of training and travel requests, and tracking these through the budget process. And whereas Patty's career path was one of steady and consistent advancement of her knowledge, skills, and abilities with a focus on ever greater responsibility and impact upon the Regional Water Board's operation. Patty demonstrated outstanding flexibility as she adeptly maneuvered through a series of changing duties, new technologies and processes, and significant leadership change, all while providing staff, board members, and the public with exceptional service. And whereas Patty demonstrated professionalism and accomplishments made her the ideal candidate to lead the administrative unit, and in 2007 she accepted the offer to serve as the region's administrative officer. Patty had the necessary personality to succeed as a supervisor. She was calm, fair, and professional in her dealings with her unit and in her capacity as the HR liaison to the state board. She provided a consistent, clear, and reasoned voice within the executive team. And whereas in the last 11 years, Patty worked tirelessly on overseeing all the hiring packages and related personnel actions, processing over 300 requests for personnel actions. Additionally, Patty created a list of items that managers were responsible for passing along to their new staff, helping keep the front office running efficiently, helping initiate the Region 1 wiki page, assisted in making many employee actions, oversee the office building maintenance issues through flooding rains, impacting wildfires and power outages, and kept track of countless tasks to keep the office functioning. Throughout all the years she served at the North Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board, Patty was a calming and steadfast presence that could be depended upon to do her job to the best of her ability, which was always of the highest caliber. And whereas Patty has always been a beacon for the fascist conscious, with her shoe selection, let me start that one again. Whereas Patty has always been a beacon for the fashion conscious with her shoe collection that even Imelda Marcos would envy. In a world full of neoprene waders and knee-high rubber boots, she always stood out in her professional yet fashionable apparel. Both her wonderful sense of fashion and her cheerful nature have been much cherished and will be missed. And whereas as the administrative officer, Patty's accomplishments were often behind the scenes, quietly and smoothly ensuring that all the important work of preserving, enhancing, and restoring the quality of North Coast region water resources moved forward day after day. The impact and importance of her efforts for the benefit of future and present generations is significant and has not gone unnoticed. Therefore, be it resolved that the members of the North Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board wish to express their sincere appreciation for Patty's distinguished service to the Regional Water Board and the people of the state of California. That's some nice words.
Yeah. Very nice. Thank you. I'll be very brief for the record. I'm Patty Iverson. During my career here at the North Coast region, I have always been impressed with management and staff's commitment to the protection of water quality. I am so very grateful for having been part of this organization for the last 37 years and the opportunity to work with such talented and committed staff and coworkers. I can't say anything else except it's been an honor to be here, and thank you very much for this lovely recognition.
Thank you, Patty. We actually have a nice piece of paper here for you. It's missing one signature, but we'll get that done for you.
Good. Thank you so much.
All right, we're going to move on to the approval of the meeting minutes from July 11th, 2018.